Roosevelt once said, "We must never forget and remember those brave souls who sacrificed so much when watching Space Jam." This is Stinker Madness.
What's that smell?
I don't know about you, but I'm thirsty as fuck. Thirsty, thirsty, thirsty as fuck.
Hey, look at me!
Thrill me.
If you come back in here, I'm gonna hit you with so many rights, you're gonna beg for a left.
Thrill me.
Beg for a left.
Thrill me.
Hey, look at me!
No!
It stinks.
Hang on!
This is a chopper!
Stinker Madness.
Hello, welcome to Stinker Madness, the podcast about bad movies for bad movie lovers by bad movie lovers. I am your host, Justin. As always, Sam and Jackie are here. Hello, Sam and Jackie.
Hello, I am Sam, not Jackie.
Cool!
Chuck Jams.
Jackie likes Jock Jams. We'll get into that a little bit later. You may notice a change in how we sound. We now all have professional matching cardioid.
These are condenser cardioid.
Condenser cardioid microphones brought to us by Audio Technica and paid for by our wonderful supporters on Patreon. Thank you guys again for helping us out so much. Hopefully you can totally appreciate the sound quality difference and not so poppy. Poopy. Yeah. No more of that.
Yeah. Now you know that we actually spent your money on something good.
Yeah. Wisely.
And you'll get to hear the dogs more.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. There's only four of them living here.
It should be noted that we didn't spend all the money on microphones. We did spend quite a bit of it on hookers and blow, but. You know, I think that that would be a disservice to us if we didn't. So,
well, we had to do research for Thunder Down Under to see if that was something we needed to review.
Thunder Down Under? Question mark?
Yeah.
What?
So,
are you still on a cooker, hookers, and blow?
Yeah. Jackie went on a side dong quest with some cash.
A little stop into TJ.
Yeah.
This episode is also brought to you by another fine contributor to Stinker Madness. This episode is sponsored by me! I am advertising on Stinker Madness for my book that finally got published on, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Kobo. It's $2.99 for the electronic version and $9.99 for paperback. It's called The Golden Right! So go to our website. I'll put a link up there in the show notes. But you can also go to any of those fine booksellers and just search The Golden Right. We'll talk more about The Golden Right at the end of it. I want to plug it at the beginning of it so we can get into the movie. But we'll kind of do a little more in-depth at the end of this. So if you're interested in a fine action novel written by me.
Keywords are action novel. Nobody writes those.
Yeah, nobody writes those except for this guy. So,
and I'm a girl, and I totally enjoyed it.
Okay, well, let's not be like self-aggrandizing right here.
Oh, did you want me to tell them that it was shit?
No. I'm just saying, like, let's get to the part where the people Jackie's have like, come for.
Jackie's like, I married him, and I can take it or leave it.
I don't know. I was just kind of read it while I was on the crapper.
Yeah, it's a good shitter book.
Yeah, pages keep turning, but it didn't change my life or anything.
I ran out of toilet paper, so I used the cover for, you know, that.
Space Jam, starring Michael Jordan, Bill Murray, Charles Barkley. Who else we got? Patrick Ewing.
I'd like to say that Larry Bird was acting in the
Larry
film.
Larry Bird?
He was in it, but he wasn't acting, and he's bad.
Stephen Knight, also known as Newman.
Wayne Knight.
Stephen Knight is our friend's dad.
Yep. Different guy.
Yeah, well, sort of. Not really. Wayne Knight, Newman, and Dennis Nedry from Jurassic Park fame.
Absolutely.
Who else was in this?
You know who's in it that doesn't get enough screen time? That's like one of the hottest women ever in acting and film. Uh-huh. Teresa Randall played his wife.
She was only on screen a couple times.
Oh, what?
She's super hot. She's in all sorts of stuff. But if you want to see her topless, watch Girl 6, which was beyond the fact that she's topless. It's actually, for other reasons, one of my favorite Spike Lee movies.
Oh, okay. All right. Topless ladies. Danny DeVito as well.
Yeah.
Does voice talent here. He's probably the only person who actually does any voice talent because the Looney Tunes are not played by Mel Blanc.
Who's dead.
Who was dead at this time.
But.
God rest his soul.
They had coached Noel Blanc, and he had kind of coached himself into being able to do all of the characters, and he'd done them for some of the commercials.
Sure,
and
sure.
He was the...
He did the bumper for the Bugs Bunny movie, the beginning and the end, where they did new animation for... And he was pretty decent. He was not Mel Blanc. I'm not fronting, dude. Mel Blanc's Hall of Fame voice talent. But he was good enough.
Well, say what you will about whether he was his father or not. He could do all 12 voices.
Right, right.
And he was supposed to do all 12 voices, except Warner wouldn't pay him scale.
Which is shit.
So they just brought in all these other people for cheap, and it sucks.
It sucks. The voice acting is garbage. And on top of that, even if it was fine, even if it was passable voice acting, that's a slap in the face to the whole Looney Tunes history. When you don't, like, do we have Mel Blanc? No, he's dead, you idiot. Well then fuck it. We don't care about fucking anything. Fuck it. Let's just get douchebags off the fucking street to be Bugs Bunny. Kids are stupid. They won't notice. No, you fucking jackass. Yeah. You got his son available. Do that.
Chuck Jones was still alive.
Yeah, Chuck Jones.
They didn't let Chuck Jones direct it. In fact, when you were noticing that animation was just assets from all over everywhere.
Right.
It looked like hell.
It looks like hell.
And
it didn't look anything like the original Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes that you grew up watching.
Nope.
It was that new, like, layover artwork. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that because the assets came from different places, they don't really match.
Mm-hmm.
The backgrounds stand out from the characters and all that. Mm-hmm. And I scoured trying to find who the animation director was, and I don't think there was one.
Probably
that's the
not.
Problem is that there's about 400 people credited with animation, and none of them are, they're all just sort of in this list of animation department.
Right.
Which to me says they had a bunch of different studios working on it. And the guy that was probably running the Danny DeVito section animation, which was the whatever Moron Mountain, that seemed to be the tightest sort of ship for all of the animation. And that was definitely somebody who at one point worked for Ralph Bakshi because it just reeked of Ralph Bakshi.
Yes, I spotted that as well.
Was that guy involved with Cool World by any chance?
That's who Ralph Bakshi is.
Okay, yeah, because that looked very similar to Cool
Heavy
World.
Heavy Metal, Fire and Ice, bunch of rad shit.
Wizards.
Yeah. It's so gross. And here's the thing is, like, obviously this could never be the type of production that Who Framed Roger Rabbit would be. Because there was a ton of talent behind that, and it's a fantastic fucking movie. Still, like, the polarization between those two person goes into cartoon world.
Sure.
Movies. It's within 10 minutes, you're like, ugh.
They're all garbage.
Blech. This is blech.
In 3D, D, D,
yeah.
D, D.
Right. No, it sucks.
Expand on the production, Ivan Reitman produced it, but then backed out, didn't want to direct it.
But he still was willing to put his name on it.
I guess. They didn't even really make that much cash on this thing, but the person they did bring in was Joe Pitka, which you're not going to remember that name unless you're a huge Michael Jackson fan, because he worked with Jackson on his music videos and did all those other side projects that Jackson wanted to do that were sort of extracurricular, more than music videos, but not really movies.
Right, so like Bad and
do Bad, actually.
Events. The new Michael Jackson video is coming out. Be sure to tune in at 8:30 on NBC after the Super Bowl.
But I don't even know really with that. It was like he's sort of a tweener. He doesn't do many of the music videos. He didn't do Moonwalker and he didn't do the Captain EO. So
what the fuck did he do?
These other Jackson side projects.
Like?
Exactly. I can't name one of them. I looked at all of them and I didn't bother writing it because, like, this is a bunch of shit I've never heard of. I didn't even know Michael Jackson
did. You named all the events except for Thriller And he didn't do that. And
he didn't do black and white either.
And he didn't do black and white, and he didn't do bad. So it seems like he didn't really do anything.
Except work for Michael Jackson on these weird videos that we've never seen before.
Oh, you know what? I know what he did. He ran the little lever on the train at Neverland. Choo-choo! And he'd like wear the engineer's hat and be like, okay, Michael, time to get on the train again. Choo-choo.
It's not a lever. It's a trick. It's Michael Jackson's wiener.
No! Gross. What else we got about Space Jam?
It made Space 90 Jam. Against 80. But then worldwide, it did like 230.
Yeah.
Is when I think this is one of the first times that they're like, worldwide numbers, woo! In order to fluff how successful. Miserable yeah, it performed.
Right.
It performed miserably. But because it's a huge pile of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
96. I should have been target for this.
You should have.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
In fact, I'm going to go a little farther.
Uh-huh.
I've picked some... I'm the guy that makes the diciest picks.
I've picked some real garbage
I've done
movies.
It, and I've never felt bad until now.
You felt pretty regretful about Ed for about 30 minutes. And then you're like, oh, wait, I like
what?
That movie.
This movie's... This is all right. It's got a monkey. It's stupid as shit. Like 3 minutes into this, I was like, oh, this is bad.
It's got a monkey and Matt LeBlanc.
Oh! Yeah.
Actually, I screwed that up.
Yeah, it's got
a monkey and a chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee, yeah, there it was.
Hey-ho. I'm not here all week, guys. I got kicked off the stage at the improv. It's got a 59 Metacritic score.
I don't really understand
baffling.
That.
It is completely baffling. One of our kind of like rules that we don't necessarily cross unless we're like specifically doing it on purpose is we don't do kids movies. Because our thing is that we don't understand how kids work. We don't know how their brain works. What they like is different than what we like. So fuck it. Let them have it, even if it's fucking stupid. So I would have a caveat on this movie. Well, you know, kids, they'll like it. Whatever. I don't know if this is a kids movie.
There were buns in this movie.
Right. Well, there's buns in kids stuff.
Here's a fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
When they aired this.
Uh-huh.
They actually had to edit it for content.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm guessing they took the butt out and they took we're getting screwed by our agents out.
Yeah.
And so it's the first animated for children film that had to be edited for content and not time constraints ever.
And there's a Pulp Fiction reference in it, which is very, yes, very popular at the time film, but not a kid's movie.
No.
Like,
and it was weird because it seemed like they just kind of spliced that in to make it part of the movie, that it wasn't actually supposed to be there. And then somebody's like, oh, I love that movie. Let's throw in a reference scene.
Yeah, but then whoever's in charge would have to go, nobody's going to get that. The kids can't watch Pulp Fiction. There's a guy who gets his head shot off.
See,
that's
Jimmy,
not a kid's movie.
What the Gimp is going to do.
Right.
is he's going to handle all the toys while they're having sex with that man's butt.
Mama. and then there's another like heavy sexual reference with Patrick Ewing where a psychologist asked him if his dick works still.
Yeah.
So I question greatly if this is a kid's movie or a teenage movie. Now, as a teenage movie, we could totally open it up to be lambasted critically. Like, no, this is a fucking stupid movie. It doesn't matter if it's for teenagers or not.
Sure.
But I think that target market was actually not the children, but stupid teenagers who previously used to watch The Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner Show.
I think it was. I think that they did the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
They made it out with their shirts on, but barely.
Right.
And it's because you can't make movies for 13-year-olds.
Right.
Arkoff figured this out well before you made this.
Yeah.
You can't do it. They tried anyway.
Yeah, so I just... The 59 is just... What? I don't get it, because it sucks. And it's got like a 6.5 user rating on IMDb, too. So people out there watching are like, oh, yeah, it's fun.
I can't understand that.
No, it's
this
not fun.
Was like having a lead weight placed on my face.
Would you say that maybe an anvil was on your face? Like it fell from the sky?
That'd be too zany. This would be a very unassuming lead weight.
Okay. a neutral lead weight, as
yeah,
it were.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And you even get lead poisoning from it.
Okay.
Sucks.
You know, speaking of poisoning.
Oh!
Oh!
The costumes in this movie were such shit. And for as much as I'm assuming this movie, you know, I'm sure you got the numbers on this about how much it costs.
80 million,
yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, how much this cost? They couldn't come up with better uniforms for the Looney Tunes team.
Well, I'm sure that cost a lot, and it took 3 focus groups to fucking finally come up with that bullshit.
You mean the Toon Squad uniform?
Sure.
Yeah, the Toon Squad uniforms. Like, what the hell was that?
Honestly,
like, oh,
if you go back to the NBA at this time, late 90s, early 2000s, they went to the idiot league of uniform designs. The Houston Rockets won championships wearing shit that I wouldn't wear as pajamas.
Phoenix Suns.
The
comes
Phoenix
to
Suns.
Mind.
Remember when the Jazz went to their futuristic Jazz? Those things were awful.
Oh, the Jazz always look stupid, though.
They
never
get back
looked
to the old school, just
they,
the J
it
with
still
the
looks stupid.
It's hard to make purple and green look good.
You know, I will say at this time though, the Charlotte Hornets, they had sweet looking unis.
Yeah, and then because of that, they get bought. They're not even the Charlotte Hornets again for 10 years or almost 20.
Yeah,
yeah, they had good ones. The everybody else sucked.
Everybody else has sucked.
New York just stuck with their normal shit, which is a good idea. But
well, you know. Cost money to get new uniforms.
These looked better than the Houston Rockets uniforms.
And I want to say that I don't understand why the girl bunny had to be in a tube top.
We'll get to that later. Let's table that. Let's table Lola talk for now.
For now?
Yeah, we'll get we'll dive pretty heavy into Lola, which is, I think, a place some people would maybe like to go to.
I am angry about the Lola.
You're a furry? We'll get there.
I got
a knife.
We'll get
there. You guys are wanting to get too goddamn far. Me too. I want this to be over because I hate this movie. I've got a little boring bullshit for you, Sam.
Nobody wants to hear about your crabs.
In production right now, starring LeBron James, directed by Justin Lin from the Fast and Furious franchise, Space Jam 2.
I think it's gone.
What?
The production's already ceased on it. They were actually going to do it before as well with Tiger Woods.
What's your source on this? Because mine's IMDb, and they say it's still in production.
I've a Variety article.
Oh, that's LeBron. A
so really, where it
Did
is?
You get that from? Was it written by Alex Jones? By chance?
Actually, and it was Variety quoting somebody else, but LeBron James. LeBron James
quoting
himself.
Anonymous sources.
No, not anonymous sources. LeBron James is not anonymous. The star said that he's not going to do
it. I think if we know one thing, it's that we can't trust LeBron James.
Yeah, sure.
That's disappointing,
well,
if that's the case.
But yeah, they were going to do it with Tiger Woods before. It's
what?
An open deal.
Space Jam starring Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Space hole in one? It's not
Dude.
A jam. He doesn't jam.
This isn't even jamming.
They couldn't even put jock jams in with a Tiger Woods movie. And now he's going to the ball. Shh.
No. I'll clap.
Quiet, please.
Oh, that's a good shot. I'm going to go get some hookers.
I would not be interested in Space Jam 2 starring Tiger Woods.
Space Jam 2 starring Tiger. Tiger, wake up. I gave myself like 4 roofies, guys. Did you see those hookers? Oh, gosh. Wow.
Crash
nobody thought
way to say.
Nobody thought such a square guy would be such a wild partier. Oh, man. 10 hookers last night.
Now, Space Jam 2 starring LeBron, I'm in.
LeBron James is a charismatic dude.
He is funny as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally in with LeBron.
They had originally started to do it, to talk to him about it before he did Trainwreck, and I think he decided that he wants to do good movies.
Yeah, well, that could be. Yeah.
And he doesn't want to do... He watched Space Jam, he's like, ugh. Fuck you.
They gave him a copy for free.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, oof.
Ooh, why can't they get, like, John Cena?
John Cena.
Space Jam 2.
They could have a wrestling match.
Just rub jelly on his muscles.
That's right.
Space Jam.
Call it Space Elbow. Space Clothesline.
That's dumb.
Stupid, Justin.
That's stupid. Stupid, Jeff.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Space face into the turnbuckle.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, that's it. You just ruined it for everyone.
Space grabbing the chair from under the ring.
That's what you do to your grandma.
Space ladder match.
Yeah.
Space hell in a cell. I can go all day.
Damn it.
Oh my God. Quick, Sam, shut him up. Move on.
Nope, now he's got me. I'm thinking about WWF should probably do a space event.
Like Space Royal Rumble!
Once they get that, you know, space hotel going, have a Royal Rumble in space. They're just sort of floating around. They can't even hit each other. It's like watching six cats in a swimming pool or something like that.
I think that was the original plot of Gravity, but thankfully, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, that was a downer.
Yeah.
It was a bummer that time. That was more of a bummer.
Who directed that?
Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah, Alfonso Cuarón. Okay, are we ready to get into this?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me bring you in. Ready? Introducing Justin, the guy with the notes.
What? So you already, but you skipped. You went to the lineup because there was a sort of vignette at the beginning.
Right. Because.
But we got to lead off. If we're making a movie for teenagers, we should start by playing a song from a guy who pisses on teenagers, R. Kelly. I believe I can fly. Come over here, kid. I'm going to piss on you. Is that your daughter? Yeah, she's pretty. Can I pee on her?
Wait, how old is she?
How old is she? If she's 18, I'll still do it. But if she's 16, I'm going to like it.
Yeah, R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly. Which, let's just go to this right now. This movie is chock full of jock jams. And Jackie flipped out the whole time because apparently, after 8 years of marriage, I didn't realize how much Jackie likes the jock jams. Mm. Which doesn't make any sense because she hates sports.
I love jock jams.
I don't think anyone that likes sports likes jock jams. That's the thing.
I like that.
Yeah, that one in Zombie Nation. I'm tired of
Oh, is that Zombie Nation?
Zombie Nation's.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Those are fun. I like them.
I don't like the Zombie Nation one.
I get jacked when I hear those at a hockey game.
Yeah. Eddie Money, I'm down with that still.
What? Eddie Money?
Yeah.
Two tickets to paradise doesn't get me pumped up for
anything.
No, I thought
that was the other one. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
How do you mistake Eddie Money for somebody else?
I think I just did.
Okay. Did you mix him up with Tag Team? Yeah,
no,
that's easy to do.
That's not it.
I like the CNC Music Factory, too.
Right. Oh, they're in there, too.
Yeah.
But back to I Believe I Can Fly. I Believe I Can Fly is... I'm pretty sure it's not a jock jam.
No. That's a smooth jam.
But it's wall to wall in this movie. Like, it's not, I'm ready to go play some basketball. It's like, I'm ready to get peed on, I guess.
Well, you know, and as a kid that didn't get told I could fly.
Did you get peed on?
Yeah, I couldn't relate. So I was like, what? I don't know. I hated this song when it came out, and I hate it now.
It's very strange that they went with a non-jock jam for the, like, wow.
It's kind of depressing. It's like, slit your wrists now so that you don't have to make it to the end of the movie.
Well, yeah, that's the movie's fault, not R. Kelly's.
Oh, yeah, no, R. Kelly's got the voice of an angel, and then everything else is bad.
I was just
and his pee like asparagus.
Mind my own business when I found a gun. And I shot my neighbor.
Who's got the package? Who's got the package? What the fuck is the package? Boom. God, I fucking loved that.
I've never seen that.
Trapped in the Closet is amazing.
It's a
4-hour song.
We could do Trapped
in
the Closet.
No, it's like 3 hours long now.
We could do a two-parter on it, like part one and part two later.
I don't know if you can. It's just, you just have to watch it.
You just have to watch Trapped in the Closet.
Trapped in the Closet is insane.
Yeah, it's insane. Anyways, so yeah, questionable decision making already, but the vignette is that this kid, Michael, who I go into this movie not realizing that Michael Jordan is going to be playing Michael Jordan inside of this film. I'm like, oh, they just named the kid Michael. Is it because Michael Jordan couldn't remember who his name was? I don't know. Anyways, his dad's like, what are you doing out here, kid? Shooting hoops. Well, you're pretty good. I believe you could fly. And the kid's like, yeah, I believe I can fly too. So later I'm going to become a baseball player, dad, like you. What? Okay.
Huh.
That's weird. Michael Jordan tried being a baseball player. Cut to now.
Jock jams.
Jock jam.
Oh, you know what the sweetest jock jam is? It's not even a jock jam because the Bulls basically took ownership of it. Alan Parsons Project.
Nope.
That shit was sweet.
Nope.
I love Alan Parsons Project.
It's not jock jam.
It's not, but it's awesome. You just listen to Alan Parsons all day. It's great.
When I want to play basketball, I usually like to put on some headphones and listen to Kid A. You know, that makes me want to dunk it. No, dude, yes, it's awesome. Sure, Sam.
But the Bulls came out to Alan Parsons Project.
Well, yeah, but I guess they dunked it. So maybe you're right. Maybe
Alan Parsons Project. Jams. Hey, Boise State stole that
for
a while, too. They did Parsons Project.
Anyways, this kid grows up to be Michael Jordan, sure as shit, and then retires so he can play baseball, which is what Michael Jordan did.
Yeah.
He retired and played baseball and stunk at it.
Yeah, I thought that he was, it was nice of him to be so sort of
humble
about how much he sucked at baseball.
Yeah.
Or not, he didn't suck because he played AAA. He was very good at baseball, but he wasn't a star baseball
player. No, he was not.
He was able to make fun of his own career, and I thought that was nice.
No, Michael Jordan's a cool guy. Meanwhile,
how do you know?
I've heard other stories.
Dude, he's my boy. We grew up together.
Like, I've heard stories that if he got caught, like Pete Rose sort of shit.
No. That was fake news. My boy doesn't do that.
All right.
My boy does not do that. Back in the hood, you know, when we were together.
Yeah,
he
fine with
he was
Rose.
Accused of that, and then like he did like really cool stuff. Like he gave all the money to charity. You know,
he took Barclay for 200 G's on a poker game and then kept it.
Yeah.
Bought a $200,000 hamburger and ate it in front of him.
It's like, oh my God.
Not only did I take your money, Charles, but I'm eating in front of you and you hate it because you've turned into a big fat guy.
You've got that wrong again. He didn't buy a $200,000 hamburger. He bought $200,000 hamburgers.
There you go.
For a dollar.
And then Charles Barkley ate all of them. And that's where he's at now.
Yep. I'm still eating these hamburgers.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at the Cartoon Space Amusement Park, because, okay.
Exactly. This is a thing.
Yeah, it's just on the other side of the moon.
Meanwhile.
Cartoon Space Amusement Park.
Sure.
All right.
And who came up with the name for this place?
Moron Mountain?
Yeah. Like, yeah, that just screams amusement park.
Let's go to Moron Mountain.
Maybe it was supposed to be Mormon Mountain. And they were like, oh, no, we can't do that. Put an R in it.
I don't know, Jackie. That doesn't seem to work either.
Well, there's magic mountains down there.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand Moron Mountain.
I don't understand maybe Cartoon Space Amusement Park.
Maybe that's what it was. It's because they take jabs at Disney throughout this movie.
So they're taking a jab at Six Flags, too?
They're taking a jab at it, yeah.
Yeah.
The park is not doing well. I guess the rides are old. It's like Jurassic Park. The people, once you've seen a dinosaur, you've seen them all. So you got to make an Indominus Rex to eat people, I guess. So Frank from Always Sunny is the park owner and wants to have a new attraction. And the only attraction that he thinks will work to bring in all the peoples are the Looney Tunes.
It didn't work.
But
they tried it at Magic Mountain.
Oh, yeah, they did. They brought in the Looney Tunes at Magic Mountain, and it didn't work.
And it is oddly like 4 years before they made this movie.
Yeah.
So they're like making a movie about something that didn't work in real life and then calling it Moron Mountain like it was a dumb idea.
Yeah, they're totally dissing that shit, man.
It's probably why Chuck Jones didn't want to direct this script, because I was like, this is a pile of shit. I'm not touching it.
And why would they even diss Six Flags like that? Because
they had a partnership
Universal's with got the Universal Studios at this point, but Warner Brothers doesn't have shit.
No, they had a partnership with Six Flags.
So they're just like, fuck you. You guys fucked us, you fuckers.
No, they're just stupid idiots.
Oh, we're stupid idiots. Fuck us.
Fuck us. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I mean me. I'm you. Fuck me. You.
McCabe is Comey. Finkel and Einhorn.
Finkel and Einhorn.
So he's like, you got to go get him. Whatever they do, if they say no, it doesn't matter. Just go get them, kidnap them, bring them back here, and we'll do X with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do they get to ride the rides? Like, whoa, there's cartoons inside the rides now, so people will like it.
That's what they did at Magic Mountain. Didn't work. Actually, they just, like, stuck Bugs Bunny's mug on a cardboard thing outside of a roller coaster like it was a deal now.
You must be this tall to ride this ride.
Yeah. Like, so now hey, your favorite cartoons are telling you that you can't ride the ride.
I love it here.
Yeah. The bunny told me I can't go on.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
So back on Earth, Jordan is playing baseball. He stinks despite cheating, because he's cheating. He's getting the pitches read to him. And, he doesn't really stop it from happening, but he can't even do it with that information. The fans love him anyways, because he's Michael Jordan, and he's cool. And team is like, dude, you struck out. It looked awesome, man. You're so cool. And I thought that part was funny, too.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, this might be okay. And then it gets not okay.
It probably was like that when he was at the Chicago Scorpions or whatever.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, maybe he just wrote this like, oh, yeah.
This is totally what happened.
It's pretty funny.
What do you think is going on with Tebow?
Tebow? Tim Tebow?
Yeah, Tim Tebow is part of the Mets farm league right now.
Well,
They promoted him to Double A, even though he only hit like 230 in Single A.
I'm pretty sure I know what's going on with Tebow. Praying. He's praying. That's what he's up to. He's just praying. He's
just not hitting the balls?
Yeah, well, when you are too busy praying, you can't even swing at the balls. Maybe he's praying while swinging at the balls. Like, please, God. He's got his eyes closed. Give me the power to hit this baseball, and it hits him in the arm because his eyes are closed.
I watched him hit it. He can hit it really far.
Well,
he just can't hit it when a pitcher throws it.
That was because he wasn't actually swinging. He was going down to his knee to do that thing, and the bat just kind of popped up and hit it really hard. Huh. Yeah. I don't like Tim Tebow.
Okay. Yeah, he can hit the baseball a country mile.
Newman's there. He's the new team publicist, and he's there to help out MJ in any way he needs. But the alien bug gooby guys, what are these guys that get sent to
They're
Earth
alien
to,
cockroaches.
Yeah, what? Jackie, is that your take? Alien cockroaches? What are they?
Worms.
But they're...
From that game, Worms.
But they have legs.
And arms. But only four, so they're not cockroaches.
Right.
They're just things.
They're slug guys.
Slugs don't have arms and legs.
I don't know what the fuck these
they're
things are.
They're just things.
Yeah, they're things. So they arrive in the Looney Tunes Earth that's underneath the ground through a tunnel that's been dug out that ends in the Looney Tunes sign.
I believe they're under golf courses.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's how they're going to tie in the Tiger Woods later. That or the hookers. Yeah.
Hookers live underground too?
Lola was like, I used to date Tiger Woods. And Bugs is like, so how many sexually transmitted diseases do I have?
Speaking of Bugs, they find Bugs. And instantly it sucks. I don't like it. I'm wanting Bugs Bunny to get off the goddamn television screen because it's an insult. Michael Jordan finds a ride home from Newman. And he's attacked by a dog named Charles. Jackie?
Charles Barkley.
If that's what they were going for, that is a subtle joke, and I think it's awesome. Otherwise, Jackie's just the smartest person that's ever lived.
That was definitely Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
It even looked like him.
I'm naming my next dog Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
That is a
lot of
cool
people
dog name.
That have Charles Barkley dogs.
God damn it, I'm not doing that thing.
Yeah.
Barky Buster?
Barky Buster. Buster. Instead, I'm going to do this. Yep. Now I feel better. Barky Buster.
Barky Buster.
Barky
Buster. I'm in a weird place today. So the kids come home, and they also stink at baseball, but they're like, hey, it's cool. We're a really happy family because we're very wealthy. They churn on some Looney Tunes to distract from the bad news of Michael Jordan stinking at baseball.
Yes.
And
a Jim Rome sighting.
Yeah.
Young Jim Rome.
Says Michael Jordan stinks at baseball.
Yeah, could have been funnier.
Yeah.
He wasn't funny.
Yeah.
He's funny sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. He wasn't funny at all there.
Oh, you know, the one thing that was funny is when he got hit in the face with the basketball that one time. That was funny.
Actually, I fucking when hate Jim Everett like punched sucks. Him in the face.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, too. Yeah. Porky Pig comes on the screen, though, during a Roadrunner cartoon and says, hold on, you guys got to get to this meeting place. We're calling an emergency cartoon meeting. So, sure shit, they've got the town hall. Everybody's there. The aliens are like, okay, here's the deal. We're kidnapping you and taking you to be slaves at an amusement park. We're really not sure what you're going to do there, but that's the deal. And they're like, ha, 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 fuck you. You can't do shit to us. They pull out a gun and start shooting the place up, and everybody surrenders.
Yeah.
Except for Bugs, who says, hold on, I've got an idea. Cheats his way, tricks them into letting them defend themselves, as it were. And they go into the back room and have a meeting where they decide that the way to get out of this sticky situation is to challenge the alien Bugs to a game of basketball.
Because they're not tall.
That's and they don't it. Have any arms. They have really short arms, so they are going to suck at it.
Okay, guys, they're short and they don't have any arms. What should we do? Well, we can step on them. Should we try stepping on them? No.
Game
let's play basketball.
Kick them across the room.
Right, right.
We'll win that.
No, we can't do that. Why basketball? Which leads me to my first question.
Sure.
That I'm going to address now. Whose idea was this movie? Why does it exist?
I don't know.
I think somebody lost a poker game.
Well, here's the...
And they had to star in Space Jam.
Maybe, but like, why does Space Jam exist? Because...
Michael Jordan lost. This movie is built around him.
Basketball and Looney Tunes, up to this point, have zero in common. There was never an established, like, hey, the Looney Tunes play basketball sometimes. That never happened!
No.
It's like mashing up fucking He-Man with doing the dishes.
No, so what it is trying to resuscitate the Looney Tunes with the biggest product the world had at the time, which was Michael Jordan. This isn't about Michael Jordan as a star vehicle so much as it is, can Michael Jordan save this property for Warner Brothers? And he couldn't. Even if it would have been good, it would have been stupid.
But what, like... Anything different, because the only thing that basketball and Looney Tunes have in common is kids like them, I guess, like both of them, but kids also like ice cream. Kids also like bedtime stories.
Ice cream jam.
It's just like they stuck something in the wall and we're doing the basketball movie with the Looney Tunes. Sure. Let's try to get Jordan. And he's like, I got nothing else going on other than baseball, so fuck it.
He's already back in the NBA.
Right, exactly.
Or he's going to come back to the NBA. It's right around this, 96.
Right, right. So. It's just a very odd filmmaking mashup decision to do this. But this is how they get there. They're short and they don't have arms. So let's play a bit basketball, because sure. We've done that once.
There's also a laundry list of writers.
Okay.
The writing team, which means that it was rewritten 100 times, probably.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know that it was ever written once, but yeah. They tried more than a few times.
So they agree. If we win, you guys fuck off. If you win, we voluntarily become your space amusement park slaves. I don't really know what we do.
Yeah, well, so let's talk right now about the harshest criticism that Chuck Jones is going to give it, because it doesn't work in the Looney Tunes world, is what he's saying.
Right.
Because they got zapped once. They're like, oh, we give up. This movie has never seen a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Right.
How many times has Marvin the Martian zapped all of these fuckers?
Right, right. Yeah, no, that's stupid. Non-canon bullshit.
This is so fake. It's fake. It's fake, fake stuff. It can't even be good fake.
That's why we got to bring in the wrestling.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, there you go. Rules don't apply.
Yeah, just cartoons... Watching normal wrestling with zero gravity and jock jams.
No holds jammed. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And I think one of the wrestlers not used to zero G's, no holds cookies.
That is so stupid.
Oh, boy. I think what's sad is that it took me a second to get that. And then I was like, don't laugh, because then they'll know that you didn't get it right away.
All right, so the aliens, their plan, well, we're small and we don't have arms. So our plan is to steal the talent of NBA players.
And Sean Bradley.
And Sean Bradley. Yeah, so they turn into goo and go into Charles Barkley and then steal his talent that lives inside of his tummy and put it in a basketball.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. All right. They get Patrick Ewing, too.
Why not?
Get Muggsy Bogues.
Didn't go after Elijah Wan. He was pretty good.
Yep, no David Robinson.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yep, no Scottie Pippen.
No Scottie.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen had the good sense to stay away from this movie.
Yeah.
He didn't lose in a poker game.
Right. Dennis Rodman was doing something else. He was like, yeah, you can steal my talent. I'm busy making Double Team.
He was hanging out with Tiger Woods. Yeah,
Simon Says.
Nailing all of the hookers.
Well, you know, but they even reference him in this movie.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
I missed that.
When Daffy Duck was on the runway trying out outfits.
He had green hair, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice shout out. Oh, they get Larry Johnson, too. Yeah.
Larry Johnson. We do need to mention Patricia Eaton's cameo in this scene.
Who's Patricia Eaton?
Everybody loves Raymond's wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jackie's like, oh, he's that guy next to her, somebody, too. You know who that is, Jackie?
No.
Dan Castellaneta, a.k.a. Homer Simpson.
There you go.
Oh.
Nice pickup. Yeah. Cameo. So it turns these little gooby guys into giant monster gargoyle basketball men.
Monstars.
The Monstars of the court. Ugh, dumb. So the boys, the Bugs and the crew, they need to have a ringer in. They got to bring a ringer because these guys are really good at ball now because they're giant. They're big. And they got all the talent.
Uh-huh.
So back on Earth, Jordan, Larry Bird, Bill Murray are out on the golf course enjoying a little shenanigans with each other. And Jordan sinks a hole in one.
I think that Jordan and Murray are enjoying shenanigans and Larry Bird is actually made of wood.
That's the cardboard cutout Larry Bird version.
Yeah, that's it. Falls over, blows away, gets stuck in a tree, but never stops staring directly at the camera.
Right. It's one of those optical illusions. Wherever you move the camera, it's looking right at it.
Wherever he goes.
Yeah, I always thought Larry Bird was a lot shorter.
No,
he was a big dude.
Yeah.
He wasn't just 6'9". His wingspan was like 7'4". He's a tall guy.
I do like the one joke that Bill Murray lays out here where he says, or they're talking about Bill Murray being, playing in the NBA, and Jordan's like, well, you can't jump. And he's like, Bill Murray says, why is, because I'm white? And Jordan goes, no, Larry Bird's white.
He's like, no, Larry's white.
No, Larry Bird's not white. Larry Bird's clear.
Yeah, which is true.
That's a pretty funny joke.
Yeah.
So Jordan hits a hole in one, and he goes to retrieve his ball, and he gets lassoed by Yosemite Sam and pulled into the Looney Tunes world.
Yep, which I thought was the only funny joke in the movie after this was Murray going, what kind of camera is that?
Right.
Don't point it at me, and then he like throws it away. I was like, well, Bill Murray can be funny anywhere.
Yeah.
Because if he's funny in this movie,
Down in Toontown, Michael Jordan has very few questions. He's fine with this. Pretty quick. He's like, you're not real. Yes, I am. If I wasn't real, could I pull a rabbit out of my ass?
Could I smooch you, sexually assault you?
Yeah. Oh, well, then I guess you're real. I didn't hit my head.
What they didn't show you in that shot is Yosemite Sam is behind him with his thumb up his butt.
Mm-hmm.
That's why his face looks so surprised. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Too bad Gimp Ramen went to go do Double Team.
Yeah, this was the other scene from Pulp Fiction that they cut out.
Gee.
Oh.
Where's Zed?
Zed's dead?
Not yet. He's working on a chubby, though.
So they take him to the gym, and after a little bit of cleanup that's gross.
Ew, the spit shine. This was so disgusting. And all of the cartoon characters start spitting on the floor. And it's like, oh my, what? What the fuck is this? This is disgusting. And then the Tasmanian devil goes around with mops and cleans everything up. And I'm like, I can just see where this is going for parents. Oh, we need to clean the house. And some kid's like, spit shine. And just starts spitting on the floor.
Yeah, that's how I used to clean my apartment before I met you, Jackie.
Oh, God.
If you have herpes, it's like mop and glow.
Oh, that's good to know.
They do the work so you don't have to.
No, they're like the little scrubbing bubbles. They don't go away ever.
1 in 4 have clean kitchens.
Oh, hey.
So the Monstars show up. They're like, oh, you fucking suck at basketball. You're a little pussy. And they wad Michael Jordan up into a ball and dunk him, which now implies that he is
a cartoon man.
The powers of the Looney Tunes by being in their world has been transferred to Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And this looks terrible.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's like a trash compactor because he looks square, but then he's supposed to be a ball, but then he looks square.
It's awful.
And it's like, oh, okay. This is not funny. Move on, please.
Back on Earth, the stars of the NBA are sad. They're sad because they no longer can play basketball because their talent is gone.
The stars of the NBA and Sean Bradley.
Sean Bradley.
Well, Patrick Ewing gets hit in the head with a basketball.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. They seek medical help. They go to Sigmund Freud and try to figure things out. They go to a medium who she sees what's going on, and they're like, yeah, right, whatever. There's no Michael Jordan's not in Toontown.
Yeah.
The NBA shuts down because they're worried that there's a virus going around. Like, the Lakers are wearing gas masks because they're scared that this talent-stealing virus will hit them as well. So now there's a what is that called?
Pandemic.
Well, no, it's not.
Scare?
No, like a walkout.
They're having a lockout.
Yeah, a lockout. Yeah, yeah. There's global repercussions from cartoons.
And we find out that Vlade Divac is a better actor than 90% of NBA stars, and he speaks English as a second language.
Right.
Or third,
he can pronounce words better than Charles Barkley.
Yeah. I miss Divac. That guy was good.
Yeah, he was good. Back in cartoon world at the gym, they're practicing. Michael Jordan's trying to get them to be good at basketball. And in walks Lola. Met her in a cafe in Soho. Hello, L.A. Lola. Lola! And a furry revolution was born.
No.
Because that's what this is.
This is furry porn.
Why does she exist?
Why does she have a tube top on?
Because, well, A, why does she have clothes on? Nobody else has clothes on. Why does she have clothes on? That's weird. And then she's all sexy.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck is this?
They're just there to make you more confused when you're 13.
Right.
Why is a bunny given... So everything gives me a hard on, even bunnies?
She's the Jessica Rabbit of this film.
Like, she's no Jessica Rabbit.
Well, she's not, obviously, but the intent is there. It's not Bugs Bunny dressing up as a lady bunny and making you feel funny. There's an actual lady bunny with boobs, and she's bending over, and she's got a camel toe in a couple of shots, I noticed.
Really?
Yeah, really, really.
Wow, you noticed that?
Dude, I notice things, okay? I am a film observer. I go all in and observe every frame.
Crevice.
And take, yes, I'll go all the way inside of a film.
Yes, you should do that. You should have a book when we get at some point, and then it's you bursting out of a vagina doing like a Richard Simmons, and then call it Inside Out, a study of film.
That's pretty strange. Not as strange as Lola, though.
No, it doesn't work. As a girlfriend, or as the eye candy It is such a bad idea.
It doesn't work as a girlfriend. What does that mean?
For Bugs Bunny.
Oh, for Bugs. I thought you meant for us. I'm like, yeah. I want Lola to be my girlfriend.
I've tried it with the cartoon bunnies. It never works out. It just doesn't.
They're doing their own thing, and they can't connect with me emotionally. All they do is hit me in the head with one of those big, giant wooden hammers.
Yeah.
The piano falls onto me and open up my parachute, and it's an anvil.
God damn it. Never want to watch reruns of Simon and Simon.
No, it's very strange, Lola. Because she didn't exist before this, right?
No, it was like they marched her out like she was going to be a thing. Introducing a new Looney Tune.
Hottie Bunny.
Hot Bunny.
Lola the Transvestite. Because isn't that song, the Lola song, right? That's really popular. Kinks. Right.
It's really popular. 40% of our audience may have heard Lola one time, Jackie.
The song, really?
It's really popular.
I love that
song. In 1972? Yeah, of course you do. It's not. I wouldn't say it's popular. Like, the kids are listening to it. Boop-a-doo-doo-doo, Lola.
Yeah, but that song was about a transvestite.
Yes, it is.
And so I kind of made that connection right away, thinking that Lola was supposed to be a transvestite bunny.
So
that
maybe
they were making some kind of statement or bridging something, but then it just turned out that she was just a stupid coot.
What if it's Bugs Bunny dressed up as a lady bunny?
In like an inverse time loop?
In an inverse time loop, and he's having sex with himself. Like then, he's like a time cop or a jumper.
The sixth day.
Yeah.
That's what Arnold says. You should make another clone so you can fuck yourself.
Like, he gets a note in the future. You have to go back in time and bone yourself to save the universe.
Yeah. So, like, if you touch yourself, it doesn't create a time vortex if you do yourself.
Right. If you do your grandma, that's weird. But
then it's called Time Runner?
Yeah, Time Runner, starring Fred Ward.
Fred Ward.
but if you do yourself, it's fine. It's just a loop. You just loop bang yourself.
Yeah, well, if you touch yourself on the nose, it bursts all of reality.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have sex with yourself, it closes a black hole?
Right, right. Yeah. That
one seems black hole. Yeah. Plugs it right up. No. I don't think Neil deGrasse Tyson would like any of this.
Nobody else went there, though.
The Lola, the Kinks Lola? No, I didn't go there.
Oh,
well, now that you've gone there, I cannot come back from it.
I thought for sure somebody else was going to think
that's
that.
That's the power of a black hole. Once you get sucked in, you can't get out. Lola is Bugs Bunny.
Yep, in a time warp.
Mm-hmm. I just crushed a million furry boners.
No.
No, because we don't have a million listeners. And there might not be a million furries.
I don't. I think there's a million.
You think
furries.
There's a million furries?
Okay. What's a furry?
It's when you dress up as a cartoon sexy bunny and have sex with other cartoon sexy bunnies.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds
hot.
Sounds like you get a lot of shit trapped in your fur.
Hey, people do things. Whatever you do, that's your bag. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah, just don't do it when you're driving.
Yeah, don't bang other people while dressed up as a furry bunny.
Yeah, no, roadheads, dangerous, driving. Furry or not.
Yeah. You can do it on the bus, though.
Depends on which bus.
The bang bus?
It goes down to Cactus Pete's once a month.
Oh.
No, TJ. TJ.
Oh.
That's where they get that's how the donkeys get to TJ.
Oh. Jackie,
that's their the donkey show is actually a man. Dressed as a donkey. And he doesn't like it.
Like, I've been doing this for 13 years.
It's a living.
Want a raise. Tired of black bean burritos, goddammit.
I'd go on strike, but then a mob boss would shoot me.
Yeah.
So, long story short, the movie ends, and that's where we're done with this piece of shit. Jordan, in order to be good at basketball, he needs his gear. So Bugs and Daffy have to go back to his house. It's dumb. I think we can skip all of that. They
kind
get his
of,
shoes.
But at the same time, there's something really dumb that happens here.
Mm-hmm.
The kids show up, and they've been watching the movie with us because they know what's going on.
How, what?
And they help him.
They,
help,
What?
Yeah, the kids show up and are like, here's the shorts and the shoes. Go help our dad. They know what's going on.
Or they're just not trusting. Like, I took it as, hey, those cartoon characters are cool. I trust them.
Later in the movie, one of the kids says out loud that he's playing a basketball game.
Yeah, because the Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck told him in this scene. I don't think that they were watching the movie.
So if you break into Michael Jordan's house, his kids will just give you his shit?
If you're a cartoon or dressed as a cartoon.
So this is like a furry double whammy.
Right.
You rob Michael Jordan and then have sex on his shoes.
They call it, when you do that, it's a burglary. Like a furry burglar.
Furglary?
Furglary. that's better. yeah, you're double dipping.
Nice.
When you're dressed up as a furry and you break into a rich guy's house and he's got one of those bearskin rugs in front of his fireplace. Like,
pit stop.
Normally when I burgle somebody, I take things. In this case, I'm going to leave something behind. Evidence, you might call it. Yes.
I might have your silverware, but you have my essence.
So gross. What if your wiener got caught in the bear's mouth?
Oh.
Why would you be doing it that way?
You got the teeth in there?
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
I don't think you are... If there's a application... If there's an application or an oversight committee of some sort that, like, make sure people that have penis licenses deserve to have the penis license, you would not pass, Jackie. Yeah. You're not allowed to have a dick.
There's, like, a handbook for having sex with inanimate objects, right. And that's in the red section.
Bear mouth.
Bear mouth. Bear no. Mouth. Cheese grater. Uh-uh.
Well... That's a gray area, right?
Gray cheese graters are gray areas.
Oh, god damn it. All right, so Newman sees the kid, or sees Bugs Bunny and Daffy going back down, so he's like, oh, I'll follow them and help out, blah, blah, blah. So now he's down in Toontown. It's game time, though. It's finally game time. And it goes poorly for the first half for the Toon Squad. The monsters are dunking it. They're flying all over the place. They're up by, like, 60 points or some shit at halftime. So Newman overhears, though, that the Monstars have stolen the talent of the NBA guys. So he takes that information after getting beat up to Jordan. And Bugs is like, oh, well, that gives me an idea. He gives everybody a little secret stuff. And that makes them go, woohoo, I've got the power now. It's Michael Jordan's secret stuff.
Yeah.
Which is just tap water that Bugs tricks them into drinking. So it's a placebo.
Sure.
Which is a terrible idea, because then they go out there, I'm gonna make this happen, and their first jump shot, it's like, oh, maybe I didn't have enough.
What?
So then they're gonna overdose on water trying to get all the secret stuff they can.
That's where
and then they're gonna internally drown, and it's all fucking Bugs Bunny's fault.
Do the Toon Squad players that take the secret stuff think that they're ingesting PEDs? Or HGH?
Sure.
Is that they're cheating?
It's cocaine.
Yeah, this definitely says, because Daffy Duck was like, I'm not going to take this.
They're juicing in the locker room.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's like, this goes against everything that I ever wanted to do. And Michael Jordan looks at him and goes, do you want to win?
Right.
Well, then fucking drink up, buddy.
Those low-moral Looney Tune bastards? You throw Michael Jordan, my boy from growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Under the bus for being like Pete Rose. These guys are fucking crankers.
The juicers.
Yeah.
Canseco, where is he?
Canseco.
Do you have a little Sostrone? I'm Jose Canseco. You remember me. Buy some Sostrone. I love that they put him on a commercial selling steroids. Right. It's the guy.
Hey, that guy.
It's the steroids.
Well, if anybody
guy.
Can give an endorsement on steroids, you know. Hey.
Even though we can't say testosterone. Right. You got some little Sostrone? I'm Jose Canseco. You could buy Sostrone from me.
All right. So now they're good at basketball. They come back. They cartoon out and tie the game, essentially. And for some reason, like, they're coming back. They've got all the momentum. The Monstars have not scored a point all half. Jordan's like, hey, Frank, the amusement park owner, let's make a new deal where...
He's a notorious gambler.
Oh, man. My boy.
Yes, Justin.
Huh. That sucks.
I wasn't joking about like him and Barkley. They like throw $500,000 bets on each other all the time.
Yeah, sure. I have no problem with gambling.
Why not?
Unless you're playing, of course. But yeah, so he's dumb. He strikes a deal for his immortal soul, I guess. Like, hey, if we lose now, I'll go with you. I'll be your slave.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, you're going to be the main attraction. We're going to chain you up, and everybody gets to beat you at basketball. I wouldn't go on that ride.
It does not sound fun.
No, yeah. Oh, hey, wait. Look, Mr. Toad's. Good time. Use that formula.
I like Mr. Toad's Adventure Ride.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is fantastic.
I do not like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. That's... It is not even a fucking ride.
It is.
It is. I love that ride.
You go in a circle and look at paintings of Mr. Toad.
It goes fast sometimes.
No, it doesn't.
It crashes into stuff.
No, it does
not.
Yes,
it does.
It does.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride's like the best one of those.
No, it's not. You have got childhood disillusions. You go there as an adult. It's just a circle track that goes very slowly, and you look at pictures of Mr. Toad.
It's more exciting than Pirates in the Caribbean.
No, it's not. They got Jack Sparrow down there now.
Dude, when we went like 8 years ago.
I've been on Mr.
It was awesome.
Wild Ride like 6 times.
Yeah, screw you.
No, it's just, it's like the Fox and the Hound has the same track. It just goes in a circle.
No, that one's slow.
And, yeah, that's how
Mr. Toad's crazy.
No, yeah, it's not.
You're in the car. He's driving. You're crashing into fences and stuff.
It's a wild ride.
Justin.
Sticker Banner Sizzlers, we want to hear from you. The memory I have from the same time Jackie went is it's Circle Track, and you just look at pictures of Mr. Toad, like Fox and the Hound and Robin Hood, that are right next to it. If I'm wrong, I will, I'll take it back. You tell us. Somebody in L.A., go check it out.
I think you should give yourself a Mr. Toad tattoo with a magic marker, and you have to leave it on for a week. If the listeners
so it's
decide
a fake tattoo, with a magic marker.
With a magic marker.
Who's going to draw this?
Jackie will, and it'll end up being a penis.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. And you have to keep it, and it's going to be on your hand.
Nope, that's not Mr. Toad. All right. So, anyways, I guess because of the new deal, the Monstars are good at basketball again because they just start beating everybody up.
They periodically forget that they can play by NBA Jam rules.
You're right.
Actually, NBA Jam has a more
strict rule system
than the game that they're playing, which is just punch each other and dunk.
Yeah, you can't kill a guy in NBA Jam.
No. And there's no goaltending either.
Right.
They drew the line there.
So everybody's injured, and they need a fifth guy. They've got 4 guys left. They need a fifth guy, so Jordan puts Newman in at center, who he gets flattened immediately, but he makes a shot.
Yeah.
So now they're within 1 point.
And then it becomes he becomes a human whoopee cushion to crickets.
Yeah, it sucks. Not fun.
And even the skunk thinks he stinks. I didn't get this.
Because the skunk is stinky?
Yeah.
And
so
he's flying around making fart sounds?
That the fat guy was...
That Newman's stinky?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't funny.
Not funny.
It was stupid.
No, it's dumb.
Yeah. It's an insult to Wayne Knight, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds left in the game. They still need another fifth man. Otherwise, they're DQ'd, which is not a thing. But I guess maybe in cartoon basketball it is. In comes Bill Murray. He's back to save the game for the Toon Squad. And their plan.
He knew the producer.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he says that, like, Daffy Duck's like, how did you get here? He's like, I know the producer.
Ah, got it.
Because there's really no reason that Bill Murray should show up.
No, there isn't.
Or did he get there by the golf? No, he just knows the producer.
Yeah. Jordan's plan. He's the coach. He draws up a play. Play is called steal it.
Yeah.
Steal the ball, give it to me.
Steal the ball, give it to me. Somebody steal the ball.
Yeah. Okay, here's what we got to do. Steal the ball and give it to me. Oh.
I got you.
Why don't we do that every time?
We totally have never tried to steal the ball ever.
We should just... throw it over everybody and have it go in.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
It goes according to plan.
Yeah.
And then it gets fucking weird when Michael Jordan's arm starts stretching out towards the hoop.
He dunks it from half court.
It got weird looking.
It should be a three.
I think it, I wonder what would it be?
It would be a three.
If a guy could dunk it from the 3-point line.
It would
line.
Be a three. Because it counts where your feet, like if you shoot a three and your feet leave before they go over the arc.
Right.
It's a three.
Yeah, that's true. It would be a 3-pointer.
Yeah.
When they only gave him 2 points.
Right.
I know. It's because, well, they don't call fouls either. Marvin the Martian is fucking asleep at the wheel. Because if he wasn't, he would have just showed up and shot all these assholes with superior firearms.
So Evil Frank from Always Sunny gets shot into space to the moon, I guess, because he's bad and they don't like him.
And that resolves that issue.
Yeah, that's over. The Monstars are like, we're cool. Can we live with you guys now? Here's the talent back. Yeah, sure, you guys are cool. You can live with us now, even though they're really not.
And then they put all the talent back in the basketball, and Michael Jordan's like, where's Sean Bradley's? And they're like, what? And he's like, I'm just kidding,
who?
Guys. We, huh? I don't know why you got him.
So then Michael Jordan and Newman take a cartoon spaceship back to a baseball game. No, nobody questions that in reality.
I think there was a lawsuit here.
Huh?
Boston.
Ooh.
They had to sue Jordan for stealing the opening of their show.
Boston the band, not the baseball team.
Yeah, I know. It was Boston. It's been such a long time.
Indeed. Next day, Jordan returns to the NBA because he returns the talent to the NBA guys, and they talk shit to him.
Except for Sean Bradley.
Which causes Jordan to unretire. And then that's the end of the fucking movie.
Space Jam. Thank you for bringing back Michael Jordan to basketball. What?
Right. Is that what this movie is? So my first question was, Michael Jordan's retirement just a promotion for Space Jam?
Oh, God, I hope not. It didn't work.
I want to know if anybody else was waiting for the other basketball players with the no talent, right? The stolen talent, to show up at the end of this movie and come in and just kick ass.
Yeah, just like they had it all the time or something.
Yeah, I was I kept waiting for that to happen. I was very disappointed that it didn't.
So was Patrick Ewing.
So they all got together. Like, it should have been that they all got back on the court and they had to play the Monstars. They end up losing because Sean Bradley couldn't hit his free throws.
Right. Shit.
Man, that guy is under a bus today.
He's cried all the way to the bank, too.
Yeah, right. All right, who's next?
What the fuck with the no Speedy Gonzalez?
Oh, no Speedy Gonzalez. That would,
you know why?
Because it's offensive.
Because he would be able to go fast and get a lot of baskets.
Oh, I was thinking because it was offensive, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they had the Singing Frog, and they had the Cackle Switch.
They had Ferdinand the Bull.
Mm-hmm. They had, like, you know what? They had so many. They even had the Hillbillies, which I thought was a very, and I'm going to say this was a very interesting shot when they de-pantsed one of the Monstars, and then they cut to the Hillbillies. Like, oh.
We know Hillbillies like butts.
Yeah, it was more of that Pulp Fiction.
Deliverance.
Deliverance. Mm-hmm. Squeal, boa!
You know what you need in your crossover cartoon basketball movies? A lot of man-on-maiden rape undertones.
Reference to Ned Beatty getting poked in the buns. Unwillingly. Sure is sweet when Burt Reynolds
shows up with the bow.
Yeah, with the bow behind the tree. God, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's got that tight leather vest on.
Yeah, dude, that guy's
You're
cool.
Like, wow, I'd have sex with that man.
Willingly, not like the Hillbillies.
Yeah, dude. No.
Anyways, why is it called Space Jam?
Unclear.
The movie does not take place in space.
It does not.
It's under the earth.
Underground Jam.
Right.
Can't be an Underground Jam.
Well, they couldn't call it Jock Jams.
Nope. Why not like Looney Dunks?
Why not put it in space?
Looney Ball. Yeah, or put it in space.
It cost $80 million. You had to draw all of it. Why not
the
put
whole
it in
time
space?
My entire life I thought this movie took place in space.
It doesn't.
It does not.
Nope.
There's
dumb.
Maybe 3 minutes of it happening in space.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Space Jam.
There's no jams in space.
Yeah, like, notice they didn't have any good music there.
Huckleberry or Marionberry.
I saw no music jams, no actual jam or basketball jams happen
in space.
In space.
Right, right. It's a jam-free zone.
Yeah, space is dark. Space is cold. Space has no jams. For anyone who listens to Hawkwind.
Yeah.
No speeding is always my big question.
Okay.
I was really, and I think that the other thing is, it's like anything which is goes back to the Chuck Jones being like, this is shit, is that they had to castrate any of Toon's abilities to even make the movie work.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why you can't have Speedy Gonzales.
Which leads me to my primary question, which could or make or break this as the idiot plot. Why don't the aliens just steal the Looney Tunes talent?
Because nobody wants to look at some ugly little weird thing on stage.
They steal the talent of the basketball players and transform into something else, Jackie. I'm pretty sure they can do the same thing with the Looney Tunes.
Well, they do at the end of the movie.
Right.
To prove that they can stay there, that they're loony enough.
Right, exactly. So, what the fuck?
Why don't they just build a roller coaster that has two loops in it?
That's also a pretty, no, this guy has no business owning an amusement park. Yeah,
he should get like that roller coaster simulator game. What was that called?
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, he should play that first. A couple
he
times.
Should try it.
Give it a shot.
So is it the idiot plot?
I think that gives the idiot plot credit.
Yeah.
It's actually an insult to the idiot plot.
You have to have a plot.
Yeah, this doesn't have anything. It's just offensive Hollywood barf.
Yeah, indeed. Which leads us to final recommendations. I'm going to go first. This is a do not from me. I did not like Space Jam at all. It was a painful experience. A couple times I giggled. Bro Murray was fun. But man, is this a pile of shit a movie.
I'm going to go do not. I was bored out of my gourd.
Yeah, yes. Despite jock jams.
Jock jams.
That was the only thing that really kept me going, was like every once in a while, like throwing a jock jam. So I'd sit there and I would kind of jam out in my seat for a little bit.
Come for the jock jams, leave at the cartoons.
Yeah, and I'd kind of mess with the dogs and make them dance to the jock jams. And that was like the only thing that got me through this movie. Terrorizing animals.
I had said before, I never felt bad about a pick until this one. And I feel bad.
Yeah.
This is, don't ever watch this. The biggest problem with Space Jam is that you can't unwatch it.
Indeed. Cannot get it back.
And it ruins all of your jock jams experiences.
I think the jock jams will live on, Jackie.
Well, I don't know. Now every time I hear one, I'm going to be thinking of Monster Butt and Hillbilly showing up and Bugs Bunny going back in time 6 years.
All right, so we've got a little bit of listener feedback. We've got some big news. Some big, big news.
Oh?
I've heard from Jack.
Hopefully it wasn't, okay, you guys don't have to watch Space Jam. I'm just kidding. Because it's too late.
Jack says, Jack B., I found this and had to let you guys know ASAP, the writer and director of Doctor Strange, brings you something Sam has been waiting for decades.
Oh, my.
He shares a link to Twitter, which takes us to see Robert Cargill's Twitter page. And he says, finally, someone guessed my @Scott Derrickson and my latest project. Mega Force 2, Ace Hunter becomes the Hunted.
What? There's not really, that's not really going to happen.
No,
really
because
Mega
so
Force 2.
No.
Wait, no, Mega Force 2? That's not real.
Chuck Norris is way too old.
No, Chuck Norris. It was Barry Bostwick.
And he
was never young enough.
I don't know how to take this tweet. This was from a little while ago. So I don't know if it's confirmed or not. If this is fake news or not.
Joke. It's a very good joke.
Hey, man, he doesn't say this is not happening at any point. So let's just keep our fingers crossed that Megaforce 2 is happening.
Oh, well. I don't even know.
It's probably not happening.
Where would you start?
Probably in the same place that Megaforce starts. Nowhere.
Yeah.
And goes nowhere.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is that no one's going to pay for that movie. They saw the first Megaforce.
I don't think Megaforce 2 is happening. But
Wouldn't it be something?
Man. So you may have noticed, fans, that we have been a little derelict on the streaming do's and don'ts for the last, I don't know, 4 episodes or so. We've taken on a new obsession, Jackie and I, and we are obsessively spending all of our time watching Unsolved Mysteries. We cannot stop watching Unsolved Mysteries. How does that affect you?
You don't get streaming do's and
don'ts. Don't get streaming do's and don'ts because we cannot take our... It's too good. It's too good of a show.
Update.
Yeah.
We don't give a damn because we're still going to watch Unsolved Mysteries
the next
week. We
just can't stop watching. We can't take a break to watch a movie because what's the next episode of Unsolved Mysteries? Even though it's all these episodes are 25 years old.
That is when they realized that they had been couch locked for 3 days.
Interestingly enough, in one of the episodes, Robert Stack talks about his time where he played Elliot Ness. There was an Elliot Ness bit. So that was kind of fun. So we've come up with a new segment to kind of fill the void and give you guys something to focus on and enjoy. I'm going to call it Filmsteries. And it's not Unsolved Mysteries. It's just film mystery or film history. You fill in the... What is that when you do that with a word?
What's Mad Lib?
It's not a Mad Lib. It's like a... fucking the word. You're just fucking it with another word.
You're fucking it with another
word. Yeah, a word fucks another word. That's Filmsteries.
Mm.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is I'm going to share with you guys a story from history, and you guys have no idea what the topic's going to be about. It's just a pretty popular podcasting thing to do right now. So, yeah, it's not like we invented this or anything. But hopefully it's fun, and everybody learns a little bit of something. So,
are we allowed to interrupt this story?
Absolutely. Okay. It would not be much of a podcast if I just read something to you guys. So,
once upon a time.
Here we go.
Okay. Are you going to do it in the Robert Stack voice? Because that would be cool.
My Robert Stack sucks. Hi, I'm Robert Stack.
That's not even close.
You sound like an old man with an apple up your butt.
And this week on Unsolved Mysteries, I'm just doing Columbo. That's the problem.
If you're doing Columbo, you're doing that wrong too.
Yeah, oh my God.
Just one more question. All right. Peg Entwistle was born Millicent Lillian Entwistle in Port Talbot, Wales on February 5th, 1908. You guys know where I'm going with this? You heard of Peg Entwistle? You're familiar. Yeah, you guys know who she is, right?
No. I went immediately to Helen Mirren because, you know, Peg Whistle sounds pretty cool.
Peg Whistle? Peg Entwistle. Her first name, Peg, last name, Entwistle. She's not Madonna. Like, she doesn't have Peg Whistle.
Peg Whistle. Well, at first I thought you said Peg Whistle, so I was like, all right.
Peg, as in Peggy, Entwistle.
Okay.
So after her mother died, the family moved to New York City in 1913, and by 1925, Peg was living in Boston and changed her name to Peg from
Peg-a-ling Annie.
Millicent, and began acting on Broadway, where she landed the role of Hedvig in Henrik Ibsen's The Wild Duck. You ever seen The Wild Duck?
No, I haven't.
I've seen, what's the other Ibsen one that's big? The Glass Menagerie, I think it's
something
him.
Like that.
Yeah.
Dude, this is getting...
Hedda Gabler, I think, is maybe the other one. I don't know.
It might be Hedda Gabler. I'm not
Wait,
sure.
Wait, is this going to be somebody I know?
No. You're never going to know who Peg Entwistle is.
Is it Peg Leg Annie?
No, it's not Peg Leg Annie.
Does she have both legs?
We should start narrowing this down.
Yeah. Does she have both legs?
When she arrived on Broadway, she did so in a red wagon.
What?
Like a radio flyer wagon?
I'm here to make it! That lady's got no legs.
Okay. So I'm gonna assume that means she has both legs, Sam.
Okay.
I think that's a fairly safe assumption.
Okay.
You never know.
I can stop thinking
pirate.
No, you
don't, but
okay,
I think if you hear a story about a person, odds are they're gonna have both legs.
Unless her name is Peg.
Unless the story starts, Jim had no legs.
I don't think the Pistorius story starts with no legs. It ends with him shooting his girlfriend.
Right. Sure does. All right, anyways. So Betty Davis saw the play as a child.
With her eyes. Did she have both eyes? Betty Davis eyes, of course she has both of them. There's a goddamn song about it.
She was probably smoking as a child. Lightness. Yeah, she's like 6 years old watching this play and chain smoking.
Why wouldn't
brought
she
her
be?
Own carton to the
when it was America still, right?
Yeah. You go to the theater and you're like, I need two seats, please. One for me and one for my ashtray and my pack of smokes.
Did you know that Betty Davis smoked 10 packs a day?
That's a lot.
At the time of her death. 10.
10.
10 packs a day.
But she doesn't breathe. She didn't breathe air.
No. That's she insane.
Only, she only smoked.
Yeah. And she lived to be like 78.
Yeah.
Yeah. Susan Sarandon's got big boobs.
Yes, she does. What does this have to do with Peg Entwistle?
Okay, so Betty Davis saw the play as a child and told her mother, I want to be exactly like Peg Entwistle. So she was the inspiration of Betty Davis, who went later on to play Hedwig as well on stage. Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, two real estate developers named Woodruff and Schultz had a large development in Los Angeles, specifically in the area known as Hollywood. That sounds like something familiar. Hollywood had been named back in 1888.
The drug capital of the world.
No, that's not what it was named. It was named Hollywood. After a farming developer's wife met a lady on a train who said her summer home was named Hollywood. So that's where the name Hollywood came from. Just passing on a train to strangers in the night, as it were. I like to think in my mind that after this this was exposed that this woman had a summer home called Hollywood, that they took their shirts off and made out.
No.
Why would they make out?
Why wouldn't they? They're ladies on a train.
Oh, that's true.
What?
You've been reading that Alan Moore smut again, haven't you?
Jesus.
Alan Moore?
Yeah,
the Lost writer Girls. Of Watchmen?
That's what Lost Girls, I think, is what it's called. It's about where it's like all of the girls from children's stories are on a train talking about how they got banged the first time.
And then they take their shirts off and make out?
Probably.
Might be for me.
I think it's banned in like most countries.
Oh, maybe it's not for me. I don't know. That sounds pretty weird. Anyways, so Woodruff and Schultz named their development Hollywoodland and advertised it as a superb environment without excessive cost on the Hollywood side of the hills. To advertise for their new development, they took a tip from another developer who had used a giant sign overlooking his department or his development. I think you guys can kind of see where I'm going with this one. So in 1923, Woodruff and Schultz contracted the Crescent Sign Company to erect 13 south-facing letters on the hillside.
Still there.
No, it's not.
No, they've rebuilt it like 10 times.
It is not still there. Each letter was 30 feet wide and 50 feet high, and the entire sign was studded with around 4,000 light bulbs.
Holy crap.
That's a really expensive sign.
We'll get to that. The sign flashed in segments. Hollywood Land. Lit up individually and then whole all at once. Below the Hollywood Land sign was a searchlight to attract even more attention. Sam, I got the cost of what this was in 1923 and the adjusted for inflation cost in today.
All right.
Want to take a guess what Hollywood Land cost in today's money?
How many? 13?
13 letters.
30 feet.
30 by 50 flashing.
30 by 50 flashing?
Mm-hmm.
$1.27 million.
Jackie, you want to give it a go?
The cost of a ruined development because nobody wants to live where the sun never sets.
And you would just hear that noise constantly. Oh,
yeah.
The ballast had to be noisy.
Yeah.
How much did it cost, Jackie?
I don't know how much signs cost.
Just give me a wild guess.
I'm going to say 3.5.
$3.5 million. Cost in 1923 was $21,000. Adjusted for inflation, $301,000.
You couldn't do it for $301 now.
No, they got a bargain. They got a bargain on that. It was only intended to last a year and a half, but after the rise of American cinema in Los Angeles during the golden age of Hollywood, the sign became an internationally recognized symbol and was left there. Back to Peggy. After years of moderate sex.
After years of moderate sex, yep. she decided to have better sex.
And moved to Hollywood, where she would pursue her dreams of becoming a slut.
Fake knockers and a bunch of blow and had a lot of weird sex on trains.
Yeah, I'm into acting, so is everybody else.
You ever done any adult acting? After years of moderate success on Broadway, she moved to Hollywood in 1932. Striving to make the transition from stage to screen, Peg found herself trapped in taking roles at small theaters just to stay afloat while she tried to crack into the big leagues.
Where she lost a leg.
Nope.
Okay, I'll get off the leg thing.
She's not a pirate.
Why not?
Her name is Peg.
So?
Peg leg.
Well, it could be other things. That's true. Why do they call you Peg? Ask my boyfriend.
Finally, your chance came when she was cast in the RKO film 13 Women, which was a high-budget thriller produced by David O. Selznick, the guy who later produced A Star is Born and Gone with the Wind.
Sure.
Big deal.
Yes.
Guy. Mm-hmm. She might be making the big leagues. This may seem all dandy, but Peg only had a small supporting role. Once her work was done for the film, she could no longer find any interest in her as an actress. The stage washed up, and Hollywood wasn't interested in a homely stage actress at the time. Only had one leg.
She'd lost her leg in a fight with a lion in the movie.
Well, she was waiting tables.
That's sure.
How it goes.
They don't let lions into diners anymore because of that.
Yeah, that was Peg's law.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Peg law. On September 18th, 1932, a woman was hiking below the Hollywood Land sign when she found a woman's shoe, purse, and jacket that, unbeknownst to her, belonged to Entwistle. She opened the purse and found a suicide note, after which she looked down the mountain and saw the body below. The woman reported her findings to the Los Angeles police and laid the items on the steps of the Hollywood police station. Later, a detective and two radio car officers found the body in a ravine below the sign. Entwistle remained unidentified until her uncle, with whom she had been living in the Beechwood Canyon area, identified her remains. He connected her two-day absence with the description and the initials P.E. written on the suicide note, which had been published in the newspapers. He said that...
P.
P.E.
P.
Okay.
Was she missing a leg at this point?
No.
Can we just, so,
no. Like a wild boar tore it off while she was down there?
Oh, no. What?
There's a wild boar in California.
They're not anymore. My grandpa shot all of them.
Couldn't identify her when she didn't have two legs.
Oh, Jesus. Looks like my niece.
Had two legs.
But she had two legs.
You know, you're talking about a dead person right now, right?
Okay, sorry.
Well, I mean, the beyond
little
the
fact decorum.
That amputees aren't, I mean, that's mean.
He said that on September 16th, when she had told him she was going for a walk to a drugstore and see some friends, the police surmised that instead she made her way to the nearby southern slope of Mount Lee, to the foot of Hollywood Land sign, climbed a workman's ladder to the top of the H, and jumped. The cause of death was listed by the coroner as multiple fractures of the pelvis. So maybe her legs did come off.
How long was she down there?
2 days.
That's long enough for a muskrat to turn her body into a house.
Oh my God!
That's horrible.
Do you have a leg as an entrance?
The suicide note read, "I'm afraid. I'm a coward. I'm sorry for everything. If I had done this a long time ago, it would have saved a lot of pain." P.E. In 2014, so you guys were just laughing at this person's death. Pretty sad. In 2014, roughly 100 people marked the anniversary of Entwistle's death by gathering in the parking lot of Beechwood Market in Hollywood to watch the film version of 13 Women on an outdoor screen. Proceeds from a raffle and from food and beverage sold at the screening were donated to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Entwistle's name. Mm. So she is the only person to
jump off the Hollywood sign.
Die from the Hollywood sign. The Hollywood Land sign. Because it's not the Hollywood Land sign, obviously. Not anymore. I kind of wish it still was.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't even light up now.
No, but like that blinking, you know, that would be cool. That would be cool looking.
Yeah.
Spotlight. And is that where the like the spotlight, do you think that's where Fox gets its logo entrance, the spotlights hidden? Yeah, the searchlights?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the searchlights were a big deal for everything back then.
Mm-hmm. It's Hollywood Land in La La Land, isn't it?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't know. Why would it be, though? The movie takes place now.
Why isn't Space Jam in space?
Why does Bang have two legs?
It's not funny.
It's funny. She's not.
The woman died because no one liked her.
That's terrible. I'm a bad person.
All right. That's your show, kids. We've got to end it there, I think, before it gets worse.
You're such a bad person.
Before we say something we might truly
regret. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah, we should just stop this. Yeah.
Gotta pull the plug on this one.
Next week, it's Jackie's pick. Jackie, what are you going to have for us?
I'm doing a Michael Jackson movie.
The Moonwalker.
Moonwalker.
Which we talked about on this episode.
Which is exciting because it's on Amazon, so everybody can watch it.
Yeah, so there you go. Tune in next week when we do Moonwalker. Get to the chopper.
Visit us at www.stinkermadness.com. Follow Stinker Madness on Twitter at Stinker Madness. Please rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for listening, and get to the chopper.
Okay, guys, thanks for staying and listening. I just want to talk about my novel, The Golden Right, for just a little bit. I really want to share it with the fans of the show because I kind of wrote it with you guys in mind, knowing what type of films we all enjoy, what type of stories we all enjoy, and how there really isn't any type of action novels. They're usually labeled as thrillers or crime novels, where the focus on the character and the mystery surrounding everything is told so that the user or the reader can kind of guess what's going on before the plot is revealed fully. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to create an interesting character, but also have him placed into a situation where he's surrounded by danger at all, on all fronts, and risks his life to do what he feels is right. So basically, the story is around a former boxer named Murray Bench. He's also the son of a murdered cop that will play in at some point. But basically what happens is he is on the rise, going to be a major player in boxing. And he is approached by a nefarious gentleman who wants him to become his boxer. But Murray's a very loyal guy, and so he refuses to do that because his best friend is his manager. Well, this nefarious gentleman, who is essentially a gangster, doesn't really like that answer. So he places a hit on Murray's best friend, and that puts Murray in a very tough situation where he ends up going to prison for assaulting the four police officers who were, while he was trying to protect his best friend from these cops who were there to kill him. So Murray then goes to prison, where he meets an elderly, wise old guy, and a former Yakuza assassin who teaches him a type of martial arts called Daitu Ryu. And in that, Murray basically learns all sorts of ways to defend himself and others using the environment around him. So there's lots of him jumping off things and attacking guys and throwing objects and throwing guys into bad times for them. So that, like I say, there's lots of fighting, there's lots of action, there's lots of boxing still, and things get really interesting when this criminal Irving Graves decides, well, I can't take Murray out from the outside, so I'm going to have to put myself in to Santa Mira, the prison where Murray's at. And then later, the four cops who killed his best friend, they arrive at Santa Mira as well. And that's when things get really, really interesting. This is the start of a 5-book series that I plan on putting out called the Phoenix and the Ranger series. And I just really hope that you guys enjoy it. And please let me know what you think. Please, if you pick up the book, leave a review on the place where you purchase it. I would go to goodreads.com and search for it there. From there, you can find the various stores that it's for sale. But you can also go directly to amazon.com and barnesandnobles.com and purchase it from there. Like I say, it's $2.99 for ebook edition and $9.99 for a paperback edition. I wish I could send you guys copies of, you know, a signed copy. I would love to do that, but unfortunately, shipping costs are pretty ridiculous when it comes to a paperback novel. It's like $5 to send one. It's just outrageous. But if you got Prime, Amazon Prime, you can, no shipping, of course, get it in 2 days. And if you've got Kindle Unlimited, it's free. So try to sign up for that. And like I say, leave a review. It helps me big time. The more reviews I have, the more visibility that I can have on those various websites and potentially get it featured in some place and just have more people be aware that it exists. So thank you guys. I really do think that you'll enjoy it. I'm not just giving you a fluff piece there. Like I say, I kind of wrote it with you guys in mind. So enjoy. Search The Golden Right.